Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Barney and Vicki, and God bless all of you on the call tonight. It's boy, what a blessing, what a joy to be here now full time in Oklahoma. And you know, we've been blessed, as Barney was sharing, with so much incredible, wonderful Word of God recently, and you know, the incredible foundational class on our new life in Christ, and a lot of the most recent seminars that we've been enjoying by Reverend Ken Petty have just all been just so meaningful. And I wanted to just take a minute. I know some of the verses we're going to look at. We're just going to look at a few verses tonight. I'm sure some of them, we're all familiar with them, but I just want to look at our new life in Christ. So if you'll turn to Romans 6:4, you know, when we think about our new life in Christ, wow, what a truth. Romans 6:4 says, "Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." Wow. The New Living Translation, similar, it says, "For we died and we were buried with Christ by baptism, and just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives." Wow. So, you know, we see in these verses that, you know, the power of God is a key aspect of that new life in Christ. Let's go ahead and let's look at Ephesians 4:8, if you will. Part of the reality of this new life in Christ. Wow, how exciting, by the way. How exciting, an exciting, absolutely thrilling life. But what comes along with that new life, Ephesians 4:8, is just wonderful. It says, "Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men." Jesus Christ led captivity captive. This verse really came alive for me one Saturday morning when, Jeannie and Bob Linfeldt and a number of us were doing the Agape Now fellowship on Saturday morning. And a couple of young people came up to our booth and we got to talking about them, and we found out that they, unfortunately, were suffering from an addiction. And young people, and as we got to ministering to them and praying for them and trying to love them, we shared with them that, look, Jesus Christ led captivity captive. So anything that's trying to captivate you with this addiction, Jesus Christ has led that captivity captive. There's nothing that can captivate us because of the finished work of Christ. This is one of the key aspects of our new life in Christ. You know, the ability and the authority to walk in victory. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 2:14, if you will. I know where many of us are obviously very familiar with this as well. Second Timothy 2:14. Let's take a look at this here. Oh, let's see. I'm sorry. I'm actually looking at Second Corinthians. My fault. Second Corinthians. Sorry. 2:14 here. There we go. 2 Corinthians 2:14. "Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place." You know, this is part of that incredible victory that we have in Christ, this authority and this power over captivity that's part of our new life. God is the one that causes us to triumph. He's the one that enables us to walk free from captivity, from burdens, from fears, from all of those things that try to kind of take over at times. Let's look at 1 John 4:4, if you will. So when you, and this is kind of how I have applied this, when I am dealing with a challenging situation, I take these verses and I just recite them out loud. I just apply the word, just like Jesus Christ did. It is written. That's how we deal with and live a life that's victorious, by applying the word. 1 John 4:4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Wow, what a reality. This new life in Christ allows us to have victory. It allows us to enjoy the victory, realizing that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We have a greater power, a greater spiritual reality than that is in the world today. And if we'll just go back to Romans 6 for 1 minute, and actually, when we were, Barney introduced the evening, he talked about this new seminar that we're enjoying on Tuesday nights, dealing with the renewed mind. So anyway, we know that we have this new life in Christ. We know that we have victory over the world. And the power of the world. We know that Jesus Christ led captivity captive. We've read that we are in 2 Corinthians 2:14. And then finally, if we go to Romans 6:10 and just finish there, if we will. In Romans 6, actually, 8, let's go there. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye yourselves also to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. What a beautiful verse. But what God is showing us here is that in order to walk in this victory in Christ, that we have to reckon ourselves, our old man, to be dead unto sin. That is a process where we put the word on and we trust God's word, we believe God's word, and with that renewed mind, the mind of Christ, we're able to live in Christ, and we're able to live in victory and manifest the new life in Christ of victory that he's made available to us. So, reckon to reason through logic, the logic of the word of God, and to reckon that old man dead, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ, to be alive in Christ in that new man, that new wonderful creation that God created within us when we got born again. So anyway, don't we have a wonderful enablements that allow us to walk in victory and freedom and joy and in a wonderful relationship with our Father, and giving us great enablements to serve and love others. So that's just a few verses that I was thinking about as a result of, again, the foundational class that we all really enjoyed, and some of the teachings recently. What a joy and privilege to have a new life in Christ.
Yeah, amen, Mike. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yeah. God is so awesome in that he has brought us out of where we were to where we are. Thank God. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen to that. And like Mike said, you know, we've been brought from a place where we didn't even really know we were lost and without hope. But as Vicki's favorite verses tell us about in Ephesians chapter 2, there are two words that we kind of repetitively bring to the surface And we actually, Vicki and I are wearing armbands right now with those two words on them. And I'd love to, for her to have, be able to say those two words.
But God.
But God. But God. God. Absolutely amazing. Because we were, according to Ephesians chapter 2, we were dead in trespasses and sin. But it says God, but God, who is rich in mercy, he brought us up out of that when we had no idea, no clue what was going on. And yet, I'll tell you, a lot of us over the years have continued to struggle with our identification and who we are. And so I think that's why we're so thankful for men like Ken and Dr. Werwell and others, yourselves, who have really stood and fought the best you can. You really have that kind of victorious mindset. And earlier today, I wrote a couple words that I thought I would be able to share here, kind of go right along with what Mike was sharing. And I called it our mindset of victory. Because I know at times my feelings, maybe your feelings, emotions, should not have anything to do with your decision-making abilities, and yet they seem to. And I'm going to refer to these as giants. And these giants of overpowering waves of disappointment and discouragement need to be seen for what they really truly are. Lies. Lies to promote hopelessness and a victim mentality. Now, here's a couple of examples. It will never get better. My life really doesn't matter. I'm all alone. There's no hope, so what's the use? What have you done that makes you feel so bad? Like the accusation that it's your behavior that has caused some sort of cataclysmic result in your life. You know what? These are all lies. I mean, yeah, occasionally we do things that do make us feel bad, or we've made a wrong decision. But you know what? God's love to us, his perspective of us does not change, does it? These thoughts, these giants are come into our lives. They're nothing more than lies that are presented by the enemy to defeat us and encase us in a bondage where there appears to be no way to escape. What are those two words, Vicki?
But God.
But God. But God. But God. He has given us instructions for a better way to think that can promote and does promote a victorious mindset. What we think about is our choice, and we must choose to think those type of thoughts that bring us into alignment with the truth of who God says we are. Gosh, that sounds so simple, doesn't it? I've said this once, I've said it 100 times. We are what the Word of God says we are. We have what the Word of God says. Well, not only we, I am what the Word of God says I am. I have what the Word of God says I have. I can do what the Word of God says I can do. I will be what the Word of God says I will can be. Those are words that are spoken in alignment with the truth. And so instead of letting or allowing those defeating lies to take over our emotions and dictate our reactions, wouldn't it make good sense to learn to see them possibly as warning signals? Especially when we have a thought that is negative or condemning of ourselves or others, we might want to just take a moment and think about that. Is this really true? You know what? 99.9% of the time the answer is no. It is not. You know, a lot of times, even as the day starts, we are bombarded with lies, that we have thoughts that don't line up with the truth and drag us down before we're even able to get a shot at enjoying a new day. Realistically, it's not about you and me. It's about acknowledging and accepting how beautiful God's love is and his heart for his children. Jesus Christ is the answer. He is the solution.
He is the way, the truth, the life. He is the thing that God provided so that we could come into God's living room and fellowship with God. It's not about behavior. It's not about rules. It's not about regulations. It's about access. And honestly, it's about acceptance. We are redeemed eternally, and we're set free from the agony of self and the unknown prison we inherited at birth. Like Mike just said, dead. We are dead. We are dead. But we are alive in Christ. That verse in Romans where talks about, in Romans 6, talks about we walk, now we can walk in newness of life. Talk about our new life in Christ. Wow. We're champions. We're victors. We're winners. We're victorious through what our Lord Jesus Christ accomplished. We've already been made a success through his finished work. It's already ours. We've got nothing left to prove or to get better at. It's a done deal. We may still be running the race down here on earth, but spiritually, the work has been finished. And we can live each and every day from a place of victory. So what do we say? We say it, we declare it, we believe it, we live it, and we enjoy it. You are what the Word of God says you are. You have what the Word of God says you have. You can do what the Word of God says you can do. And you will be what the Word of God says you will be. Because it's God in Christ in you, and God is in the changing business. He's the one who changes people, transforms people, so they become more like Christ. And like Ken said so beautifully the other night, quit trying so hard to change yourself. Just allow God. God knows who we are. He knows what we need to be like. So we don't try to change ourselves. We allow God's Word to saturate our thinking, allow these scriptures and things of God to just get into our hearts and minds. And man, God changes us. God changes us. That's so beautiful. The transformation process is just so miraculous. And we do have such a great, big, wonderful God. And I'm just so blessed, so thankful that we are who we are, who God has made us to be, and we can live the days of our lives having that kind of mindset of victory about our new life in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
God, you're so good. You're so kind. Thank you for loving us the way you do, Father, and helping us to see beyond our own inadequacies that sometimes we think are such a stumbling block, but you must just chuckle at us sometimes. But you have a plan, a vision, a way for us, Father, to fully rise up and to mature and to be the sons and daughters that you can really be proud of. And you already are. If we can just accept that and accept that we can live in an abundance of grace where we're not being condemned and judged on every little thing, but by the work of Jesus Christ, we have been declared righteous and right before you. And there's nothing we could ever do that would change that. You're a God of goodness, a God of grace, a God of long-suffering, compassion, might, power, and everything else. But most especially, you're our Father. And you just said you love us so very much. We're so thankful. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.